Hey everyone, thanks for joining the podcast once again. This is Ernesto from the Social Work Mentor, and it's been a while since I've recorded a podcast. I've been busy with things back at the office and things I do outside of the office, but I thought today was a good day to come back and record another episode. I'm doing something on my Facebook page and on our YouTube channel that different days of the week we have different themes, and today is Thankful Thursday. And so on Facebook and YouTube, I did something today, but I wanted to share it also with all of you here on Anchor. So I took a second to think about, in spite of everything that's going on in our crazy situation these days, what am I thankful for? What am I grateful for? So this is some of the a little bit about how I've reflected on that and how we can always find the good things and find the things that we're grateful for. I hope that a few things here are things that help you to reflect and think about what you're grateful for in spite of the challenges that you must be facing in the work that you do. And hopefully this will be helpful for you to move forward and trudge through some of the challenging things that we're all facing and see the bright side of things and make sure that you take care of yourself so that you can take care of others. So without further ado, here is today's episode. Hope you enjoy it and hope it's helpful. Thanks everyone for joining me. Whether you are listening to this live or at a later time, I just want to thank you for taking a second to drop in on this, what I call Thankful Thursdays. And during these Thankful Thursdays, I like to spend a few minutes right here at the end of the week as we wind down the work week to kind of put things in perspective and really think about the things that at least I am grateful for and that maybe others can be grateful for. In the line of work that we do. As we, most of us know, our profession can be very challenging, and that may be the understatement of the year, but we do know that our profession is often extremely challenging. But in my career, in the past 20 plus years, I have found that, especially in those challenging times, it always helps to try and reframe things and take a minute, take a breath and reframe things and look at the bright side of the things that you have going on in your life. And that's just what I'll be doing here every Thursday on Thankful Thursdays. So please, if you have something in the course of this, of watching this or listening to this, that you recall or that you think about that you are thankful for, please share that in the comments or in the chat, which I believe should be working, and I hopefully will be able to see that. But please share that, because we would like to learn from each other and get perspectives from each other about those things that we can be grateful for in spite of all the challenges that we have day in and day out. So for me, the first thing that, as I sat and reflected this morning about the things that I'm grateful for this week, is that for me personally, today is payday. And so if you're an adult and maybe married with children, you know that often payday doesn't mean too much, as much as it used to back in our young days, because a lot of that goes out to pay bills and responsibilities, but it still is significant when we have a payday. And I'm glad that I got my check today. I'm very grateful to have gotten a check, because I know that right now there are so many people that are unable to work, that would love to be working, that would love to even have a job, but they can't work. And I'm lucky enough to be one of those people who does have a job, who is able to serve and who does get a paycheck. And so, you know, around my area, there are people that this might not be the best word to use, but I'm going to use the word complaining, that there are people that are complaining that they have to work and they're being exposed to the virus and they're not getting hazard pay. And I 100% certainly understand that, totally valid. And I support in many ways those sentiments, if not always. However, at the end of the day, for me, I still have bills to pay. I still have a family to support. So in spite of those other things that may be true about, you know, potentially exposing myself at some level in the work, potentially, you know, the hazard pay and all those other factors, I am grateful that I have a job. And, you know, I wish that those out there who want to have a job and who are trying to get work done, I'm hopeful that they get that coming their way soon. But I'm thankful to have a job and today have a payday. I'm also thankful that in the past week, I did take a social media break. I don't know, some of you may or may not have noticed that, but I did take a social media break over the past week, and I spent a lot of that time getting a garden up and running and just getting outdoors, being outside, being with family. I had been going pretty hard on social media since about January, with my full-time job and the things that I do outside of work. But it was time that I just felt that I needed to relax a little and pull back. So I took a week off of social media, and I've been eager to get back and provide hopefully some value to people who are out there, young social workers, up and coming social workers, seasoned social workers. Hopefully the things that I put out there on social media are helpful and valuable in some way. But I'm thankful that I just took that week off and had some time to just relax, reconnect with things outside of this digital world, and take that time. So I'm thankful for that. I'm also thankful for my daughter's school and their teachers. As we approach the end of the year, we're all seeing a lot of different things about graduations and seniors and eighth graders going on to high school and all the different things that they may be missing out on in this weird, crazy time. But I'm thankful that I'm a school board trustee, separate from my regular job. And in addition, I have my daughters in a school in a different district. So I've had the opportunity to see teachers perform at a few different levels. I'm thankful for the teachers in the district where I'm a trustee, and I'm thankful for my daughter's teachers and all those schools, because much like social workers, I think we know that we have a lot in common with those in the education field and in the teaching profession. We serve families and individuals day in and day out. It's a people profession. We're face to face, you know, doing things every day. And so in a lot of ways, I have empathy for the work that they do. And we're also, I think, very much so underappreciated for the work that we do and undercompensated. Although I think teachers, I'm glad, are getting a little bit of recognition these days about the work that they do now that we all have our kids at home with us. But I am thankful that all of these schools and all of these teachers almost overnight have been able to, at some level, provide a whole different way of educating for our children. Particularly in my daughter's school, almost the next day they were, that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but it felt like almost overnight they had done everything they needed to do to set up the learning environment, and they didn't skip a beat. And so I'm very thankful that, to the extent possible, my daughter's education has been disrupted as little as possible in this process. I'm thankful for that as they approach the end of this year. And finally, let's see, is this the last thing? I'm just looking at my notes here. This is one that you may or may not notice here, but I'm thankful that I still have hair. I'm getting up there in age. I'm no spring chicken anymore. And each passing day with this shelter in place where I live, this mess on top, this hot mess up here, is getting more and more out of control. And so I wake up every morning, I look at my crazy sun hair, just looks like a rising sun on top of my head, hair all over the place, and I think, what in the world am I going to do with this? What's going on with this hair? But then, you know, if I stop to think about it at a very surface level, I have many friends who, you know, have some male pattern baldness going on, or even beyond that, and so I'm grateful to at least still have hair to have a hot mess going on up here. But more importantly and more significantly, when we think about people who have various medical conditions that that they don't have the fortune to have hair, and to have a healthy head of hair. And so that really it makes me think and just be appreciative of, you know, I can sit and complain that I haven't had my hair cut or my hair is all messy and all that stuff, and that's kind of fun. But I am grateful that I still have the health and the just the ability to have, you know, that my health and have my hair, even though, you know, it is a hot mess sometimes. So that is all I have for this week. As I mentioned earlier on in this video and in this talk, I will spend every Thursday trying to reflect and think about the things I'm grateful for, either for myself or more broadly for the profession of social work and other helping professionals. So I hope that this video kind of jogs your brain a little bit. And if you're frustrated with your organization or your colleagues or the whole situation, and you're just really in a negative space, you know, it's important. Get outside and start a garden or go ride a bike or whatever, and just take some time to reflect and think about the things that you are grateful for. Every single one of us, if we really sit and spend a few minutes just thinking about it, there's so much that we have to be grateful for. And so I would love for you in the comments of this video or of this podcast, if you're listening, to share what some of those things are that you're grateful for, and help us all to kind of bounce these reflections off of each other and support each other in that way. So thanks for paying attention to Thankful Thursdays this week. I hope you got something out of it. And as always, until next time, be safe, keep your family safe, and to the extent possible right now, get out there and help somebody. I will see you next time. Thanks for your time. So I wanted to add something that occurred a little bit after the initial recording of this podcast. So I went onto my Instagram page and I did a live video there, basically with the same topic and a lot of the same content. And while I was in there, there was, of the numerous people that were in the chat and watching the video, one of our colleagues who had been employed for a social work organization had just recently lost their job. And that particularly hit home with the topic for today, obviously. But the way that they reframed this and the beautiful way that they put their situation, that I won't share all the details about here, but it really hit me because it speaks to who we are as social workers. And so what they said that they did was, they were obviously devastated by the loss of their job and trying to figure out basically life given this drastic change to their situation. But they said that they had taken the opportunity to enjoy time with family, to slow down a little, to take a break from everything that was the stress and challenge of their job, and to just enjoy life. So I think that one of the things that caused me to just remember, and hopefully this, you know, is helpful for you to reflect on too, is that for many of us who work with individuals and families, we often, or more often than not, are working with them to help them defeat or overcome a situation that is very challenging to them. It could be a drug addiction, it could be a homeless situation, there could be violence, any number of challenges that we know the families and the individuals that we work with face. And we ask them on the regular to reframe their situation, to kind of ask, what if I did this? How could I change my outcome? How could I change my situation? We ask our clients, who sometimes cognitively, psychologically, in many different ways, they may not be prepared for that type of thing that we ask of them, but we do it anyway. And quite often we see them succeed with our help and assistance. And now for many of us as professionals, or even just as people in the world, we are confronted with similar challenges that many of our clients that we've been helping all these years have been faced with. It could, you know, it may be a question of unemployment. It may be a question of housing, food security, just general depression or our state of mind. And so as social workers, the encouraging thing that I see is that we are uniquely prepared to understand the importance of reframing a situation and just how to do that. And so, you know, hearing this individual in the Instagram live chat share this experience with me and with those who were watching really, really put the content that I was sharing into perspective in real time. And so hopefully this little story that I'm adding on to here to this podcast is helpful to you, again, to just think about your own situation and think about the benefits of being grateful, taking the time to just be thankful for what we do have. And every single one of us, if you're listening to this right now, you've got a device that allows you to listen. You've got your health that allows you to be able to, you know, listen. You have Wi-Fi, or you have the ability to get onto, I mean, I could go on and on about the things that you can be thankful for just by virtue of listening to this right now. So take the time, take a moment, be thankful, breathe, understand that, you know, as they say, this too shall pass. We don't know how, we don't know when, but in the meantime, it does us no good to wallow in the bad. Certainly we should recognize it, we should acknowledge it, we should call it out, but we should, by the same token, do the same for those positive things in our life, because those are the things that are going to help us to hold on and carry on until we can get out of this and continue the life that we want to live for ourselves. And that being able to, you know, living that life, allowing us to be able to help those that we got into these helping professions for in the first place. So thanks for listening to this additional part, and I will talk to you next time. So that's it for this episode, everybody. I know I made reference in the episode to my hair, and unfortunately, if you're listening to this podcast, you are unable to see that. However, trust me, it basically looks like somebody set fire to a bird's nest and put it on top of my head. So use your imagination or take my word for it. I'm sure you're all experiencing something similar. But the bigger picture of this episode was that I'm hoping that in some of the reflections and introspection that I shared, that it jogs your brain a little bit and allows you to think about just what are you grateful for. If there's a way for you to share that with me on social media or somewhere else, I would love to hear the things that you're thinking about and what you're grateful for. So check me out at socialworkmentor.com, or check out our Facebook page or our Instagram page or wherever else you live on your social media. I'm probably there too. So until next time, this is Ernesto saying take care of yourselves, take care of your family, and to the extent possible, get out there and help somebody. Thanks for listening to the Social Work Mentor, and I will talk to you next time.